Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
Yes, it does.
Good morning, Jefferson.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sleepy and Sleepier.
Sleepy and Dopey.
I'm telling you.
At least you're not grumpy today.
I didn't.
Dejong.
Dejong. Good morning. This is Terry Raposa, Wynn Carpenter, and Ashley, our wonderful producer.
Good morning. National Daiquiri Day today.
Sweet. I'm halfway there. All I need to do is add the alcohol. I've got a blended Rebel.
All that, and it's 5 minutes after nine.
Well, it's 12 o'clock somewhere.
It is. This is Jefferson State of Mind. We're broadcasting here live from KCNR.
1460.
AM. 96.5 FM, where the music better. Does sound better, always.
Wynn is working.
Wynn and I are trying to figure out when it's working. Wynn FM is working. It is working.
It's working.
Come
it's
on.
Working. It's working. We just have to throw that out there every once in a while, just for fun.
Yeah. We're going to have a very interesting program today. Mm-hmm. We have a good friend who's going to be calling in.
Yep.
His name is Pastor Dave Bryan, and he's going to be calling into our program today. Wonderful man, a pastor of Glad Tidings Church down in Yuba City, California. And I think we have Dave on the phone right now. Dave, are you there, sir?
I am here, sir.
Good morning, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Thanks for coming on the show.
Great to hear from you.
Yeah, a lot happening these days, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A whole
just
lot.
Just a little bit.
Hey, I'd like you to give a little bit of a background of yourself to the folks, and shoot away, pal.
Okay, well, again, my name's Dave Bryan. I've been pastoring here at the Church of Glad Tidings for 34 years now. And I grew up on a ranch in Idaho. And still wondering how I got involved with pastoring, but anyway, I've been doing it for a while now. But we have a church of several hundred people here, probably about 600, though they're not all coming right now because of the COVID-19. Though we never shut down at all. We just continue doing all the things we do, and actually, we've been busier than ever. During this time. But in any event, just the way I grew up, I love God. I love freedom. And I guess I don't really fit the niche of pastor very well. At least that's what people tell me. But I do think it's really, really important for us all, whether we're Christian or not, if we're American. We love freedom. We need to defend those things that are precious to us, or they'll all be gone. So that's gotten me involved in lots of things, like State of Jefferson movement, and connected with the Freedom Angels, and time or two got me arrested.
You rebel.
Anyway, that's me.
Yeah, it's... It's funny you say that. We've, over about the last 3 or 4 months, we've had the Freedom Angels on our program a couple of times, Denise, Tara, and Heidi, and we've had Peggy Hall on. I don't know if you've met her yet or not, but she's from Southern California.
I met her one time just in passing.
Wonderful lady. And then Kirk Euler, who is a supervisor down in Placer County. And Kirk...
I heard him speak one time, was quite impressed with him.
Yeah, he's great. He's been on the program. He's a friend. Dr. Cordy Williams, who's the young man who...
know him, yeah.
Yep, he called. In fact, he called me night before last. We were in a meeting, and he called, and I've got to get back to him. But what a wonderful young man he is. And
he really is, isn't he?
Yes, sir. Ben Berkwam, Frontline America. Amazing Molly. Also, Katie from the Good Patriots is going to be on our program. Mark Herr of the California Center of Self-Governance, and Chris Ann Hall, of course.
Of course.
Those, oh, I love Chris Ann.
Oh, yeah. Amazing people. Her and JC are amazing. And,
yeah.
And the neat thing is that we've all been coming together about the last 3 or 4 months, and we have 3 hours of broadcasting here in 2 programs, which is great. But we've gotten on phone calls, conference calls, you know, a personal connection. And I, one of the things I really wanted you to bring up, and I really want to hear your thought process on this, it really is time for all of us to get together. And you gave me an analogy, Dave, that I thought was amazing. You talked about how ministers and how pastors and how group leaders, if you have a ministry for youth, or you have you're a pastor for men's ministries or something like that, how they all work in their own area and how important that is. But then you brought a good point up about getting all under the same umbrella, and that's what I'd really like you to talk about.
Right. Well, I've done some teaching in business settings just on how to orchestrate a team. And really, those kind of principles, it doesn't matter whether you're doing a sports team or a business team or a ministry team, the dynamics are all the same. But in the corporate world, it's called the first team concept. And there's a primary team, and then there's subsets. So, for instance, in a church setting like I'm at, you want your youth pastor to really be focused on the youth, but not to the point that he ignores the church tidings, because if the church folds, the youth group folds. It's same with the worship leader. You want somebody that will focus on their area of passion and excel in it, but it's always got to be more important to maintain cohesion on the first team level. And that's really what our forefathers said. Either we hang together or we'll all hang separate.
Yep.
And it's really true. I mean, I used to play basketball in high school and college, and no individual player wins a game. You either all win together or you all lose together. And so people that are really of high value to the team, regardless of their own personal skills, which it helps if they have some, but regardless of how great they might be as an individual, they have to learn to play well with the team in order to go away with the win. And, of course, all of us have seen somebody, there's even a nickname for it, a ball hog, that isn't really focused on the team. It's just focused on him. And you're going to have a tremendously gifted player that is on a losing team simply because that player doesn't work well with others. So, you know, anything that we do, but certainly when we're talking about how to try to lead the way to a brighter tomorrow in the state of California, we really need all hands on deck, so to speak.
I think that's a great point, and, you know, that's exactly right. We can't be isolationists, and working as a team, I know that what we try to do is, you're right, a lot of people have great skills, tremendous skills, but then also a lot of people are short on a side. I mean, I can think of my shortcomings, I've got plenty of them, but the idea of the delegation and the teamwork, I know that even on this radio program, we have 4 different teams that can come in and do a radio program on any given Sunday. Because
that's,
I think,
great.
The thing is the duplicatable process that we create, some kind of template that makes some sense, and a duplicatable process in which everybody can work together. And what you do is you work off your brothers and sisters' strength, not their weakness,
right,
but their strength.
Right.
And you're all working towards the same common goal. That's the thing.
Exactly. And to do that, you sometimes have to focus less on pet projects that may be really important to you, but they're not central to the main focus.
Well,
you know, I'm here at the Glad Tidings, we're what they call interdenominational, which means we try to play well with others across the line. But, you know, it's sad to me that Christianity in America is so fragmented and disjointed that they can't really pull anything off together. And the simple truth is they agree on a huge percentage of what they would, consider to be important doctrines, right? But they fragment over ridiculous things, and so they can't get much done. I think it's very sad. Christians in America, there are enough of us to elect any president we want,
yep,
any time we want. If we could do something in some kind of a cohesive form, but people, they get their undies in a bundle over some relatively insignificant thing, like, for instance, Donald Trump being brash, right?
Right.
He's brash. Some of the greatest leaders down throughout history have been. The point is, he can take us where we need to go.
Yep.
It's not a personality contest. It's not like Mr. Congeniality. We're trying to get a president of the United States. But when you fuss about, I don't like how much he tweets. I don't like, his arrogance. I don't blah, 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 blah. Ah, shut up already. Let's try to get a guy.
Hey,
right?
Dave. Yeah, right. Hey, we're going to have to go off to a break here, but when we come back, what I'd like you to also talk about is there's many of us that respect your courage, first of all, your faith, but your courage. And when being told to shut down, you told them...
Pound sand.
And we'd like to come back and talk about that a little bit and maybe a message you have for the other pastors. So hang with us, my good friend. Oh, well, I don't mean it that way. Stay with us. Anyway, this is KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. If you have a question for Pastor Dave, it's 605-4567, 605-4567, and time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Sing it with me one time now. Jefferson. Number 51. We believe in freedom. We believe in God and guns. We believe in working hard till the working day is done. Teach your children to follow.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Had a southern drawl like a red-boned hound, and every song he sang was my favorite sound. He'd be the last one off if
the ship went down. The kind of man it feels good to be around. The kind of man it feels good to be around. He had hair as white as a cotton field. And he could spin you a story like a wagon wheel. He never went nowhere without a ride. That man, and I always will. I miss that man, and I always will.
Oh, that's a great song. I like that. I like that. Like an old screen. Very good. All right, Dave, we're back at it. So we got a couple thoughts on what's going on here. How do we get the men in black to participate, to make things happen? How do you get your peers to man up, stand up, and do the right thing? Have faith. That's my biggest thing is, do they not have faith? I kind of question that sometimes.
Yeah, Chris Ann certainly did a couple of videos on that, didn't she, Dave?
Yeah. So, do they have faith? Let me say this. First of all, if I knew the answer to the question you just asked, things would be way different. I don't know how to get pastors to show up in the showdowns and stand up for what they believe. But let me say this about faith. The Bible is a pretty big book. The Old Testament is 2/3 of the volume. And in the Old Testament, the word faith is only used 2 times. Faithless, faithful, those are both used. But in any event, faith, of course, is a major theme in the New Testament. But in the Old Testament, because the Hebrew mind works a little different, they always connect the root of something with the fruit that it produces. So in the Old Testament, the word that is used in place of faith is actually the obvious evidence of faith being there, and that's courage. So in the Old Testament, they don't say have faith. They say rakasakamats, which means be strong and very courageous. They go on to say, because God's with you and you have faith in that, so buck up, do the right thing. But rakasakamats became the war cry of the Hebrews. And what they were saying is, we have faith that God will help us do what we know needs done in the face of whoever, you know. Overwhelming odds, giants, whatever. Well, we've lost that war cry. And by we, I could say America in general, but certainly the pastors, they're not a bold lot. And I think that's sad. There's a word, a crass slang word, in the U.S., but it comes from a crime amongst the Roman legion of not having the courage to show valor in the face of conflict, and it was a crime for which you would be executed. It rated right up there with sedition and treason. But if you did not show valor in the face of danger. The word was pusillanimous, and you can imagine where, you know, the term that came from that, before it was ever used in a vulgar way. A pussy was somebody that didn't have the courage to do the right thing. Well, my point is that it used to be a crime for which you would be executed. And now it's a very, very rare, scarce commodity that you find somebody that has the courage to do the right thing without asking any questions or without evaluating and politicizing the outcome. And what I mean by that is, I've had lots of pastors ask, well, what if they arrest you? Well, what if they do? That'll put me in good company with almost all the heroes of the Bible. But the point is, if you make your decisions based on how you expect something to go, then you lack courage. Our forefathers, they pledged everything to do this American experiment. Everything. They didn't ask themselves, well, what if Britain becomes upset with us and what if we lose? They just said, we're all in. This is the right thing to do. And we pledge our lives and our sacred honor, all that we own. We're just in. Today, that's what pastors are doing. They're trying to figure out, if I stand up for this, will I get a negative news report? What will other pastors think about me? Will they fine us? Will they take away our 501c3? Let me just say this. If you lack the courage to do the right thing simply because it is the right thing, you are not a true biblical leader. And that may sound harsh, but I think that can be proved all through the Bible, Old Testament, and New Testament. The apostles, for instance, they didn't say, well, if we teach in Jesus' name, will they beat us again? They just said it's better to obey God than man, mm-hmm. and we are going to do the right thing. And I found that our sheriffs and our councilmen and mayors and pastors and just about everybody I talk to, they want to be safe. So they want to, for one, they're very willing to let somebody like me go out on a limb and then see if it works. Because they're not being leaders, they're bandwagon people. Everybody's willing to get on a bandwagon. If the wagon seems to be rolling in the right direction and all is well, all is safe. But what we need in America is we need courageous people. And not just pastors. We need business owners that will just throw down and say, this is wrong, it's evil, it's tyranny. I am not closing my shop. Find me $10, find me $10,000, find me $100,000. It's wrong. I'm not going to close my shop. I'm not going to pay the fine. And if I go to prison, I'll go to prison with a clear conscience. But that kind of courage is almost completely lacking in America. And I think it's really sad. But, you know, we have for generations been called the land of the free and the brave. And those two have to go together. So when the bravery is missing from a nation, the freedom will disappear too.
I think that,
well put.
I think one of the things too that, that one of the points you made that was so great. I mean, the idea of who do you follow? Do you follow God or do you follow the government? And do a lot of pastors now look at the government as the new God? I mean, it's almost idolatry when you look at a situation where the government now, if they tell you to do something, you're going to do it. And you'd be in good company, too, because I know my good friend Ben Berkman with Frontline America, he got arrested. You know, of course, the angels all got arrested.
Right.
The thing is that you have to stand. And that's one of the things that, another thing that you did is when there was the issue of shutting down churches, what was your initial reaction? I get a kick out of this. When they wanted to shut down your church, can you tell them your reaction and how you kind of doubled down? I love that story.
Well, we never once considered that. And, of course, they tried to do it on the basis of us being non-essential. And I just told the people from the city that had called me, which included the county administrator and county supes, and I've talked to both sheriffs as well, but I just told them we feel like our church is more essential than all your politics put together.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to just go ahead and do what we do. When the dust settles, if you haven't done the right thing, probably most people in the county will figure that you're non-essential. But you know, I just told the sheriff, who's a friend of mine, I said, Brandon, we're going to pull out all the stops. We're going to do what we do best, which is, you know, our ministry motto is find the need and meet it, find the hurt and heal it. Well, there's more needs and hurts out there now than any other time I've been pastoring. So we just said we're going to throw down and do our thing. And if you want to arrest me, you know where I live. You know, and course, he's a good man, and he said, I'm not going to arrest you for doing what you're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Now, he's taking some heat for that. I just met him with him the week before last. He said, you know how many people are trying to pressure me into arresting you? And I know that if he wasn't a good man, he would. He'd cave to the pressure and, you know, go along with the mob mentality. But he knows that's wrong, and he's a character man. And his name's Brandon Barnes, Sutter County Sheriff. He's a good man. And I thank God for that. But the simple truth is, if we're going to do this right, we have to do the right thing, whether we have a good sheriff backing us or not, and whether or not there's a steep price to pay. That's what we have to be able, that's what we have to be willing to do in order to defend freedom. We have never had this wonderful nation if our forefathers were as timid as the leaders are today.
And if there was a steep price to pay, that's all the more reason to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go off to a break right here. Dave, can you stay with us, my friend?
Sure.
Great. Okay. Well, we'll be heading off to break. If you have a question for Pastor Dave, it's 605-4567, 605-4567. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
He said, take what you got and do the best you can. The best thing you'll ever own is a piece of land. Y'all, he knew his like the back of his hand. He was something else, my old man. He was something else, my old man. He'd see through a light like an old screen door. He taught me how to hunt, how to love the Lord. He carried a Bible. Just don't make them like that no more.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Sure would. to that previous song, the line there, Dave, I know that probably just means something to you. Taught me how to hunt and how to love the Lord. Bible in one hand in a 44.
Yep.
They just don't make them like that no more, do they? They just don't make them like that no more.
That's the truth of it.
Yeah, I one of the things I know that a few weeks back, Sal Roach and we requested a letter that you'd write to the pastors, and that was a tremendous work of love and courage and encouragement in standing up. And I think that we have to do as you're saying, and that's be in a position where we're working together, where we cross-pollinate. We can't be isolationists anymore.
Yeah.
We've got to get together and get this thing done, and we understand that we've got to get representation. We have to protect the Second Amendment so that we can protect our God-given rights. They're not, the Constitution doesn't give us rights. It's the line in the sand. So it's the process of our God-given rights. And I'd like you to really expound on that, because I think to a lot of people it's just not clear that their rights don't come from government. Their rights come from God.
Yeah. Yeah, well, any government that is assumed to have the authority to give you a right can take it away from you. But our entire country was founded on a recognition that freedom came from our Creator. And that's why they're called inalienable rights that were bestowed by our Creator. And the beauty of the American dream, I'm not talking about financial, but the idea of a society that recognized that God was the source of all divine law, and that public servants were supposed to defend those inalienable rights. It's a beautiful thing, and of course, an unprecedented thing in world history, and gave rise to the greatest country ever. But the thing that we don't understand today, Terry, that our forefathers all had deep in their soul, is that though our rights come from God, it is our God-given duty to protect and preserve them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And what has happened is America has become very, very passive, and the leaders, you know, just kind of stand by with their hands folded and watch everything fall to hell in a handbasket. And I think it's tragic, but complacency is the big problem of the day. And so, if you study world history, you'll see that other nations went the same route that we have been going. And I wish that the pastors in America would study history some and hear the testimonies of pastors like Martin Niemöller. I don't know if you know him, but he was a German evangelical pastor. And he says this, by the way, he promoted the rise of the Third Reich exactly like I'm hearing pastors today just say, hey, he's our governor, Governor Newsom. We should honor him. We should be obedient to him and submit to him. Martin Niemöller did the exact same thing to an up-and-rising political star named Adolf Hitler. And people need to remember that Hitler wasn't seen as the devil when he was a rising star. He was seen as a political leader that was going to help Germany. And so hundreds of pastors like Martin Niemöller said, hey, let's support him. He's a good leader. Let's just show him that we're submissive and we're under authority. But this is what he said later, because Niemöller was he was eventually imprisoned in an internment camp by the very guy that he told everybody to submit to, which was Adolf Hitler. But this is what he said. He said, first they came for the socialists, but I was not a socialist, so I did nothing. Then they came for the trade unions, but I was not in a union, so I did nothing. Then they came for the Jews, but I was not a Jew, so I did nothing. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to help. And that's such a profound, tragic, but a profound testimony. And I see the pastors in America doing the same thing. That they first they come for this ride, and then that ride, and then the next ride, and they take until there's nothing left. And General MacArthur said the history of failure in warfare can be traced to two words: too late. Too late in recognizing the danger of a potential enemy. Too late in comprehending their deadly purpose. Too late in preparedness. Too late in uniting all possible forces for resistance. And too late in standing with one's friends. But that's my cry to leaders in America, not just spiritual leaders, though we should be the salt and light of our society. But for everybody, don't wait until all of our rights are gone, we just throw away what people have bled and died for 250 years, and then we wake up like Martin Niemöller and say, "Gee, wouldn't it have been nice if we'd have done something while we still had a chance to turn things around?" And so that's the siren call that I'm putting out there is wake up before it's too late and we lose everything precious.
I think you, amen, you hit brother. The nail on the head, especially with the pastor saying they need to be obedient to Governor Newsom's edicts. That's insane, number
scary,
one. I guess,
scary, scary.
Yeah, you know, Planned Parenthood's essential, but the church isn't. You go to Walmart and you can't catch COVID, but if you go to church, right. By golly, you might get
right.
it. And the other thing is, too, is that if with that kind of logic, I guess you'd have to say that Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego are the three biggest sinners of all time because they told Nebuchadnezzar to pound sand.
Yep.
Right.
And
think
with,
of Daniel, because Daniel was willing to give his life. He didn't know that he would come out of the lion's den.
Nope.
But in Daniel's case, all he would have had to do was close his windows, and no one would have known he was praying. But he wouldn't even do that. He says, "No, I pray to the Lord Jehovah. This is how I do it, and I'm not changing just because they made it illegal." And, you know, I'm shocked at the hypocrisy of so many pastors who, most of whom have given money to smuggle Bibles into some place like China or Iran or somewhere, right? Which is totally illegal. That's why you have to smuggle them, right? So they support that in their missions budget. And then they act like everything that happens in America should be submitted to. And really, it's an area of extreme spiritual blindness.
Dave, we've got a good friend of all of ours on the other line, Mark Beard. How are you, Kemosabe?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Hey, I just wanted to say one thing to Dave, and that's amen. And also, I wanted to point out one thing. I know people are very fond of when they say that they need to support the government. They say, they'll even quote the Bible, "Give unto Caesar what Caesar's, give unto God what's God's." But I'd like to remind people that in this nation, we were founded with a different principle in mind. We were endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. That to secure these rights, governments were instituted among men,
right.
Deriving all of their just power from the consent of the government, the governed. So God is the authority. When Ethan Allen took Fort Ticonderoga, he banged on the door and he said, "Surrender this fort." And the commander says, "By whose authority?" And he said, "By the authority of the great Jehovah and secondly, the Continental Congress." The first line in the peace treaty between America and Britain. "In the name of the most holy and undivided Trinity, this nation owes its allegiance to God. We serve God first. We serve government second. If we don't serve God, we can't serve government because the government was derived from the gifts that God gave us, as Dave so eloquently pointed out." And one last thing, and then I want to hang up and listen to the rest of the show. The sheriff in Siskiyou County sent deputies and just presented a business owner with a letter stating what his fines will be if he continues to open. And so, and it's a restaurant. So here, civil authority has been despoiled. We do not have constitutional rule. And if you think law enforcement will stand with us, you better think again.
Well,
thanks, Dave. God bless you.
I think that maybe
good to talk to you, Mark.
I think Siskiyou County ought to have themselves a little rally in front of the sheriff's office. That's what I think.
Yeah, abuse of power there.
That's ridiculous. Somebody ought to do something about that. And again, it's people have to stand up, Dave.
Yep.
You're right about that.
How bad does it have to get before they do stand up? Yeah. That's always the
question. No, we've
got
to go off to a quick break. Dave, can you stay with us a little bit longer, sir?
Just a little bit. Yeah, I got a meeting at 10, but I'll stay for a bit.
I'll tell you what, Ashley, can we just drop that break back for 2 or 3 minutes and let Dave sort of button this up? Okay, we're gonna hold off on our break because we really want you to kind of button things up for us. I know that, and also I'm sure you may know this, but everybody can listen to this program. We stream worldwide. We stream live. We're on AM and FM, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Also, we podcast and we archive. It goes back to 6 years. So the people that go to your church can hear you anytime they want. They can go to KCNR and they can go to the programming and pop on that and then pop on our program, and they can listen to this program as many times as they want. And before I let you button things up for us, what I'd like to say is that, my good friend, you're welcome here anytime. You call into this radio program, and we go 3 hours. We go with Sovereign Minds after this. If you ever want to call and you've got something you want to say, please do it. You have the minute we see your name up on that board, we'll stop what we're doing and go right to you.
Amen.
Okay, that's kind of you, Terry. Thank you. Well, I would say this, especially to Christians whose churches are shut down or pastors that are listening. I had this discussion with a pastor just recently, and of course he thought I was rebellious and should go along to get along. And I said, well, I would never pastor a state-controlled church. He said, neither would I. And I said, really? I said, let me go through a scenario, and then we'll talk about it. The state told you couldn't meet, and you said yes, sir, and didn't meet. When they told you could come back, they told you how many people could come, how far apart they had to sit, and what they would wear. Then they told you that you couldn't include worship in your service. So now, at what point would you consider that to be state controlled? And he said, well, we're just, you know, it's a health issue. I said, no, it's not. It's a control issue. Our churches met together, hugged each other, took the communion of the Lord's table. We've had a wonderful time together in close proximity, and met for a while every night of the week. And there hasn't been a single case of sickness among us. The point is that that pastors are giving up their authority over the church, that they're handing it over to the state, and they don't even realize they're doing it because of a blindness in their mind. But those kind of things, they're very, very difficult to fight for, to earn, and to preserve. They're very, very easy to give away, those kind of rights. And so I would encourage people to talk to their pastors, write their pastors. And for people who are listening, many people say, would you talk to my pastor? And the answer to that is no, unless he calls me. But it's not my job to just go down through a list and call pastors who don't want to hear from me and nag at them. But of course, I would talk to anybody that wanted to call, but pastors listen to their people for good reasons and some not so good, but they don't want their people to leave. And so talk to your pastor and talk to him about abdicating the sovereignty of the church to the control of the governor. It's wrong. It's morally wrong. It's ethically wrong. It's biblically wrong. And the only reason it's happening is because of sometimes because of apathy and passivity, but a lot of times because of fear of what might happen, fear of being fined, fear of losing, you know, whatever, tax exempt status. None of those things should even be on our radar screen when we're making a moral decision about what pleases the Lord.
So that comes back to having courage.
Comes back to having courage, which is largely missing from leadership in America. And honestly, that's what I admire most about Donald Trump, our president, is that he's a very courageous man. And America needs the courage restored to it. We got to learn to shout, "Rock Kasaka Ma." Be strong and of good courage, for God is with us.
Amen, brother.
Dave, if you want to hear any sermon, I know that you guys always do your... You always live stream it, and you archive it, too. And it's Church of Glad Tidings. And, Dave, you want to give them that contact information? We're getting a lot of requests here.
Well, it's just churchglad tidings.com. You can go there and go on the live stream, which will be starting in just about 10 minutes. I'm going to preach the paint off the walls here this morning. But anyway, I am doing a sermon just in a few minutes called What Will Become of America? And it's a good question. We all ought to be asking that. But, yeah, you can just live stream at churchglad tidings.com.
Now, are they archived as well, so if we can't get to it in time?
Yeah, they are archived, though the new ones aren't posted until the Tuesday the following week. So this one will come up by Tuesday afternoon.
Okay, great. Perfect, good, perfect. Good to know.
Okay, sir.
All right, guys.
Hey, thank you, brother. You're awesome, and thank you so much for everything. And again, that's an open door for you, my friend. Anytime you want to call into this program or the next one, feel free to do so, please.
He's our our Jefferson pastor, that's for sure.
He's America's pastor.
All right, guys. Love you guys. God bless you, and great talking with you.
Thank
love you,
Dave.
Brother.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, with that, we'll hurry up and go off to our break because time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Amen.
We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Back. Yep. Jefferson State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pastor Dave Bryan, what a wonderful, wonderful example he is.
He's a good man.
Of a godly man and a leader. What a great example he is. You know, when you look at the black robe, the parsons and pastors who led the militias during the Revolutionary War, I mean, you can just see him there. I mean,
they collected guns and ammo and supplies to keep the keep the people going.
You know, and counties that have situations where the sheriff is going in and shutting down businesses that are, because of their livelihood, I mean, okay, well, that's really bad. It's really bad. Don't you think it's bad?
Yes.
It's really bad. So where are the people?
It's abuse of power.
Okay, well, if that's the case, if everybody lies down, nobody's, I mean, the minute you hear that, you should be over at that restaurant standing in front. I know that we have a meeting with our sheriff on Monday.
Yeah.
About a very important thing, about a legal thing. And the things that need to be done by people, I mean, you know, we need to stand up and go do something. If you have to do it alone, you do it alone. I mean, you know, Dave is, in a lot of cases, has been the lone pastor out there. Like he said, pastors, hundreds of pastors are putting him in the position where he stands up. He stands up for liberty. He stands up for his God-given rights. And they're all waiting to see if the other foot drops on them. You know,
they'll be courageous when they see it's going okay.
Exactly.
Until then, they're not going to be.
But if you get an opportunity to hear Dave preach and also to get to know him, again, you just go to churchofgladtidings.com, churchofgladtidings.com, and you can listen to him at 10 o'clock live. He live streams. And then you can get the archive on Tuesday, he said. That's when...
Tuesday afternoon,
you can get it. And believe me... one of the things that struck me about his preaching is he always talks about Jesus as the line of Judah, and not the the image a lot of pastors give of the pacifism. Mm. You know, when Jesus was in the temple, he wasn't very passive. And I think that, you know, and also when he talked to the Pharisees, he wasn't very passive. And a lot of times, you know, when people say, well, you know, you give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and you give unto God what is God's, it doesn't mean they're equal. It doesn't mean that God gets his and Caesar gets his.
Right.
Basically, that was said to the Pharisees, and that was said to them in a bit of Jewish sarcasm. And the Lord was basically saying, hey, you know what? I mean, if this is where you want me to go with this, this is the answer you're going to get. But the real deal is that God's law is God's law. God's law is the law. God's law is the law that man was born to follow, because man is God's creation. So, you know, really and truly, it's time to start standing up, folks, and that's all there is to it. There'll be a lot of things coming out, especially next Sunday. We're going to have Melanie Fowler in here with us, along with Alyssa McEwen, and we'll be talking about what we do with these politicians, how we go after them, and how we can make them experience the one thing that gets their attention, that's pain.
Pain.
And that's metaphorically speaking for the NSA that's listening. That's a metaphor.
Hands off.
Mm-hmm. That means the pain of losing power,
yes.
The pain of losing control. Just like Pastor Dave was saying, you know, if you allow these people to control you, then you're nothing but a slave. If you allow these people to control you, then you aren't a free man or free woman. So, my good friend.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think that one of the things that we'll be talking about is we will be having some meetings here very shortly as far as pulling the community together. Mm-hmm. I know that there is a rally in Sacramento on the 25th of the month at 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. The Freedom Angels are having a rally in front of the Capitol.
So that's next Saturday?
That's next Saturday.
Right.
And at 1 o'clock, the folks that are the recall Newsom people will be having a rally right on the west steps. So you'll see the Freedom Angels in front, out there on the street.
On the north side?
No, they're going to be on the same side.
Oh, but they're on the street side. They'll be on the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, but they'll be in front of the west, and then they'll flip it right over to the people on the west steps. So I think that would be a very good thing to attend. We're excited about this meeting we're going to next week.
Yep.
And by the end of the month, we will be having a program that will be purely on where we're going next with Jefferson. I know I've had some things about that, but there's been a lot of mechanism to put into place. And with all this new cross-pollinating with all these other groups, that's the beauty of it. Rather than just getting, you know, 300 of us together,
yep,
we actually can get 300,000 of us together. Because you know what? Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Amen.
Hey, CJ, come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. It's not our bill. We had no say.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.